What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 12th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Jock Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% deposit bonus up to $50 on your first deposit to Jock Market. We're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on FanDuel today. Keep in mind that ownership projections and player projections will change throughout the day as we get more news. Be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock shows from 5 p.m. Eastern up until lock on our YouTube channel for more up-to-date information. But for now, taking an early look at five of the top tournament options on FanDuel. Number five, Trae Young is $9,900, point guard only, projected for 9% ownership with a 12% chance of being in the optimal lineup. The Hawks are getting close to full strength, and that does lower Young's average production a bit, but he's still a very high upside player. You're talking about someone with a 35 to 40% assist percentage, around a 35% usage rate. He's still going to have some massive games. And the fact that the Hawks are getting closer to full strength just drives down his ownership a little bit. He's still going up against a banged up Miami team that likely isn't going to be as good defensively as they would if Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler were in. So getting to Young at low ownership in tournaments makes some sense. Number four, Tobias Harris, projected for 11% ownership with a 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's $7,800, small forward and power forward eligible. The Sixers have a healthy Joel Embiid. They're getting back Tyrese Maxey. So it's a situation where Harris isn't necessarily expected to pick up any extra production on average, but he does have a fantastic matchup against the Charlotte Hornets. They're one of the weakest defenses in the league. They play at one of the fastest paces in the league, and Harris is likely to give you about 35 minutes if this game's competitive. Number three, Gordon Hayward, projected for 12% ownership with a 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's only $6,500 with small forward and shooting guard eligibility, and he could benefit from the change in rotation that we saw from the Hornets without Kelly Oubre in their last game. They didn't add an extra player to the rotation in Oubre's place. They simply condensed the rotation, gave players more minutes. We got 36 minutes from Hayward, despite only playing a minute and 26 seconds to open the third quarter. I don't know what the reason was for that, but he still ended up getting to 36 minutes. It's likely that you get similar playing time again tonight. He's around a fantasy point per minute guy and underpriced for the additional playing time. Number two, Kyrie Irving, projected for 7% ownership with a 17% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's only $8,200 with point guard and shooting guard eligibility. Irving is difficult to trust with Kevin Durant and James Harden in, assuming that they both play in this game, but he's averaged 1.1 FanDuel points per minute in the games that he's played with Harden and Durant since the beginning of last season. And from a talent standpoint, we know that Irving is capable of taking over any time that he's on the floor. It's not the most likely thing since he does have to share the ball with Harden and Durant, but we know the upside is there based on his talent level. And number one, DeJounte Murray, projected for 31% ownership, but with a 40% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's $10,200 with point guard and shooting guard eligibility. He has an excellent matchup against the Houston Rockets. They're one of the faster teams in the league. They don't play much defense. This should be a very fast-paced game, and Murray has averaged about 1.5 fantasy points per minute without Derek White on the floor this season. White is out once again for the Spurs. Keldon Johnson is also out. Murray has an assist percentage up around 40% without White on the floor. Usage rate jumps to about 27%. We know he's a good rebounding guard as well. He's a legitimate triple-double threat here against Houston, and despite the high ownership, still looks to be going a bit under-owned. So to recap, the top five tournament options on FanDuel: number five, Trae Young; number four, Tobias Harris; number three, Gordon Hayward; number two, Kyrie Irving; and number one, DeJounte Murray.